Expanding ties between Africa and China have led to more Chinese going to Africa, and a growing number of Africans are moving to China. Many Africans say they are moving to China by choice, not by need, and more plan to stay. Francis Chige of Cameroon arrived in China 10 years ago. He recently spoke about his reasons for staying.
I mean, you know, when you have something you really love, not you don't do that for money or for something, but you really like it, then you can happen to really get deep inside, because it's personal, you know, it's like love.
Francis Chige spoke during a visit to a fast food restaurant in the center of Beijing. He says he became interested in China as a child in Cameroon. He and his father watched films starring Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan. Mr. Chige says his father performed the Chinese martial art of Kung Fu. As a result, Francis began dreaming about going to China.
I wish I would go to China to see how those people live. I'm sure that all Chinese people do practice Kung Fu. All of them can jump. All of them can do all these things that Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee does. So I was thinking, well, I'm dreaming to go and try and study this.
At age 39, Francis Chige has realized that dream. He lives in China and has become a master, an expert, but not in Kung Fu. He is now a master of the Mandarin language. He often sings at the Beijing Opera or appears on Chinese state television. On television, he performs tongue twisters, expressions that are very hard to say. The Chinese government named him Special Ambassador for Sino-African Arts Exchanges in 2009. He travels around the world for Chinese language programs. He also serves as a Chinese language expert for African embassies in Beijing. Francis Chige came to China 10 years ago as a mathematics student on a Chinese government scholarship. At that time, he did not speak Mandarin. He learned the language by recording himself speaking and remembering Chinese radio news programs word for word. His love of the language and the country influenced his decision to stay in China. Today, he lives in Beijing with his wife, a Russian woman, and 3 children. Some experts say Africans find life easier in China than the first foreigners who came to the country. Many said they felt discrimination and struggled with a foreign culture. Stella Matsinhe is from Mozambique. She came to China to study development at Tsinghua University in Beijing. She completed her university studies and now attends language school to improve her Mandarin. She believes she can find a good job in China.
You know, there's a lot of brain drain, right? And we were always told that we should never forget where we come from, right? Our parents, our teachers, our leaders, they always told us. It's something you hear from a very small age in a lot of African countries. Don't forget where you come from.
She notes that she always had wanted to stay in Africa. But if that is not possible for her at this time, she said China is looking like another really good choice. Stella Matsinhe says it is a place where she can develop all her abilities. I'm Bob Doty.